Generic AI prompting is like a lot like making instant coffee. It's fast, gets the job done, but it's pretty basic.
Yeah, definitely basic.
Right. So today, your mission in this deep dive is to look at the blueprints for a commercial espresso machine. Specifically, how high-level professionals are using AI to untangle really messy, complex advisory work.
And doing it without, ever crossing strict confidentiality lines. We're looking at sources outlining the leveraged consultant. It's this structured AI operating system designed for advisors and fractional executives.
But wait, before we get into the cool workflows, I mean, isn't putting any advisory work into Claude a massive NDA violation waiting to happen?
Oh, absolutely. That is the elephant in the room. The whole system is built on the uncomfortable truth that if you don't build a rigid sandbox first, you're asking for trouble.
Okay, so how do they solve that? I mean, turning off model training on your account is just table stakes, right?
Exactly. That's just step one. You actually start every single session by pasting in an advisory context.md5 file.
Wait, an ND file, like just plain text?
Yeah, just a persistent plain text document. It dictates your exact role, the specific client category, and your absolute boundaries. You're forcing the AI to adopt your constraints before giving it a single task.
Okay, but even with those rules, uploading sensitive financials or strategy notes still feels, I don't know, incredibly risky.
Right. And that anxiety is exactly why the course implements this strict red, yellow, and green data classification system.
Green being public info, I assume.
Yeah. Green is public, yellow is internal but non-sensitive, and red is highly proprietary. You never upload red data, period.
So what do you do with the red data then?
You use a tokenization regimen. You manually strip out the identifying details, so company names or exact revenue numbers.
Oh, and you replace them with placeholders.
Exactly. Secure placeholders like company X or target Y.
Got it. And there's also that never upload index for absolute hardline data that just stays safely on your local drive.
Right. So once the data is sanitized and the sandbox is locked down, then you can actually start throwing the heavy, messy work at it.
Like synthesizing discovery calls or mapping out stakeholder themes.
Yeah, but the real leverage isn't just synthesis. The real magic happens when you force the AI to actively attack your own work.
We attack it.
Yeah, because generating a polished strategy memo is one thing, but making it defensible is another entirely.
Oh, the shadow debate prep. You're talking about the adversarial testing phase. It's like, role playing with the grumpiest board member in the room before you actually make your pitch.
That is exactly it.
Yeah.
You aren't just asking Claude if the memo is good. You inject a specific prompt that codes a skeptical client persona.
So it's actively hunting for logical gaps.
Right. It aggressively challenges your ROI assumptions based on that context file you uploaded earlier. You map out stakeholder resistance proactively.
So you're finding the holes in the boat before you put it in the water. But making a defensible strategy still leaves professional liability hanging over your head.
Oh, for sure.
If the AI is generating these heavy memos, how do you ensure it doesn't accidentally dispense like illegal HR or tax advice?
Well, you build what the source material calls a consultant liability firewall. It's not just a mindset, it's an actual structural prompt instruction.
Meaning you explicitly tell the AI to watch out for those specific topics.
Exactly. You command it to monitor for legal, tax, or HR matters. If it detects one, it must output a specific warning block instead of trying to answer.
Right, the specialist review escalation discipline. It identifies the landmine, stops, and flags it.
Yeah, it tees up the exact question for you to take to a human lawyer or accountant. It's organizing the workflow so you can consult safely. And all of these frameworks actually compile into this massive 17-section SOP binder for your business.
Okay, but let's unpack a really practical hurdle here. If you're using this SOP and the AI is dramatically cutting down your synthesis time, how do you handle billing? Do you just bill less because it took less time?
The material tackles this directly because, yeah, it's a massive real-world hurdle. The framework advocates shifting away from strictly billing for raw hours.
Because the AI is doing the heavy lifting.
Right. When AI handles the synthesis, you are billing for the outcome and your expert verification. The client is paying for your bulletproofed strategy, not the 4 hours of manual data entry you skipped.
It totally changes the value proposition. And speaking of value, the pricing model for this course reflects that pragmatic approach. It's a self-paced setup starting at $395 for founding access.
And it only goes up based on actual production maturity.
Exactly. It rises to $795 strictly when new walkthroughs and templates are added. There are no artificial urgency or like fake countdown timers?
It's a structure that respects the professional's intelligence and time.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? I want to leave you with a provocative thought to mull over. If every consultant eventually adopts these airtight AI-assisted workflows for flawless synthesis.
Which they probably will.
Right. What distinctly human skills will actually differentiate a good consultant from a great one? When everyone has the commercial espresso machine who is actually pulling the best shot,